The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1993, Atlantic Records signed Hootie and the Blowfish. Their debut album a year later, Cracked Rear View, became the best-selling album in the history of the label for the 20th century.
Time, why you punish me? Like a wave crashing into the shore, you wash away my dreams. Time, why you walk away? Like a friend with somewhere to go, you left me crying. Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day, and I don't believe in time.
Time, why you punish me?
Hootie and the Blowfish off Cracked Rear View. This week in 1993, Atlantic Records signed the band, and 30 years later in 2023, the album is still the 20th highest selling album of all time on any label. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1983, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers went to number one with Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
This week in 1957, Bobby Helms recorded Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
And this week in 1987, George Michael released his first solo album, Faith. George Michael with the title track from his debut solo album, Faith. The album was released this week in 1987. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1994, Mariah Carey released the album Merry Christmas. And holiday music has not been the same since. This week in 1997, Shania Twain released the album Come On Over. And this week in 2000, Lifehouse released their debut album No Name Face.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation.
Lifehouse with Hanging by a Moment. It's from the album No Name Face that was released this week in 2000, and it would become the number one pop song of 2001. And another album released this week, this one in 1973, was the double album Quadrophenia from The Who. Quadrophenia. That double album was released this week in 1973. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1965, Gavin Rosdale. Love remains the same. Born this week in 1961, U2's Larry Mullen Jr. Rick Allen, drummer for Def Leppard, was born this week in 1963. Whether you call him Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, Sean Combs, or Sean Puffy Combs, he was born this week in 1969.
Check it. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future,
Maxine Nightingale was born this week in 1952. Lulu was born born this week in 1948.
If you wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky in letters that would soar a thousand feet high to serve with love.
And born this week in 1939, lead singer of Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and Starship, Grace Slick. History.
Together, standing strong forever.
Starship for Grace Slick. She was born this week in 1939. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.